Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 235, God in His Mercy Wills That I Be Saved. In the first paragraph it says, I need but look upon all things that seem to hurt me, and with perfect certainty assure myself, God wills that I be saved from this, and merely watch them disappear. Let's practice this today. Whatever it is that is facing you, let's say that there is something happening that is very unpleasant. You might even feel a physical body pain. And in that case, hold this statement in your mind. God wills that I be saved from this. This might be an entirely new thought from anything you have heard before, because sometimes we can accept pain as a natural effect of something else, and we don't even question it. Feel the pain just for a moment and say again to yourself, God wills that I be saved from this. It is not His choice that you would have it. In order to have pain, we have accepted ourselves as a body. Only a body can experience pain. Once we begin to reclaim our true reality that we are an eternal spirit, and that our body is not our identity. It is a communication device, and it is completely at our control. Today we can accept that we are not our body, and that we are entitled to happiness, and that God wills that we be saved from any form of pain or disturbance of our peace. Perhaps it is your future income that you're worried about. You're feeling that it's lacking or inconsistent, and that you don't know what to do to make it better. So this situation of lack has really got your attention. Let's say to yourself today, God wills that I be saved from this. Today we acknowledge that we are not required to suffer. We have no need to be in misery. God wills that we be saved from that. And if we will hold that place in our mind where we dedicate the day to the goal of peace and then offer a space for that healing to be accomplished, we can be shown our way out and through our perceived misery, pain, lack, despair, and anything else that's disturbing our peace. God, in His mercy, wills that I be saved.